Unit 8, page 153. Homeschooling. Hello, listeners. This is Dan Peters welcoming you to our program, Education Issues. Today with us are Jill Hansen and her son Ron. They are here to talk about a very different approach to education homeschooling. Tell us, Jill, what exactly is homeschooling?
Well, there are many forms of homeschooling, but the one I want to talk about is teaching children at home according to an approved program. This means that what our children learn at home is the same program children learn at school.
I don't understand. If you teach them the same subjects, why not send them to school instead of teaching them at home?
The answer is very simple. It's not just about what to teach, but about how to do so. One day, before my children were born, I went with my sister to pick up her daughter, who was in third grade. I asked her how her day was, hoping to hear exciting stories about the interesting things she had done that day. Her answer was, "Nothing special." At that moment, I decided that I wanted my children to experience a different way of learning. To me, when a child learns something new, it's a magical moment. My role as a parent is to make sure that my children will never lose the excitement involved in learning. I want them to feel how exciting it is to learn more and more.
Can you tell us how you make learning exciting if you teach according to the same program that other children, like your niece, are taught?
Now we get to one of the advantages of homeschooling. My sister's daughter was one of 25 students who are all taught at the same pace. When I teach my son, it is a one-on-one lesson. I can always tell if the way I explain something is good or not. When I look into his eyes, I immediately know if I am teaching too fast or too slow. I can see if he understands the material or if he needs additional explanations. His reactions also tell me if what I am doing is boring or interesting. The minute you feel your child is becoming bored, you have to change the lesson plan, even if you have spent hours preparing it. Remember, turning learning into an exciting experience is what this is all about.
Ron, do you agree with what your mother has just said?
Well, it's true that I get the chance to learn in a way that suits me. But I would also like to feel what it's like to be challenged by someone who is better than me. In real-life situations, I will never be alone. I will have to face competition. This is something I cannot experience when I am the only student. Another thing I would like to relate to is the social aspect. I really envy students who go to a regular school and get the chance to study and form friendships with people their age. I do have friends I meet after school hours, but it's not the same.
I see your point, but don't forget you learn in a supportive environment. This is another advantage of homeschooling. There are students who are afraid to ask questions because other students might think they are not smart enough. Luckily, this is something you have never experienced.
Tell us, Ron, are there other benefits you would like to share with us?
Yes. When learning at home, the hours are flexible. Sometimes when I feel too tired to study in the morning, I ask my mother to study later. It's not that I don't study at all. I do study, but I do so when I can concentrate and really benefit from the lesson. This is not something that students who go to regular schools can do. Another benefit is getting the chance to spend more time studying things that really interest me. For example, when I studied about aerodynamics, I went to museums, built plane models, and tried to fly them in our yard. All this turned studying into a special experience.
Jill, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes. I have described only one form of homeschooling. Since Ron has been studying according to the national program, he will be able to go to a regular high school in the future. It will be up to him to decide what to do when the time comes.
Ron, have you decided what you are going to do?
Well, actually, I have. Although I want to thank my mother, who has turned learning into something most children don't get to experience, I feel it's time for a change. I really want to experience what it is like to go to a regular school.
Well, Our time is up, and I want to thank Jill and Ron for joining us. Join us next week when we talk about new school programs.